Zvachim Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalid. Elu Dvarim She'en Chayav Malei Mishim Pigol. The following things, there would be no chiyuv for Pigol if a person eats the following items. Hakoimetz. If someone did a kmitza with the kavana to bring the shirayim of the mincha, the leftovers of the mincha the next day, that makes the mincha into Pigol. The halacha would be if someone eats the koimetz, he would not be chayav kares. And the reason is because there's a rule. Pigol can only apply to something which becomes mutter by something else. The rule of pigol is stated by a karban shlamim, that it talks about eating the flesh of the karban shlamim, and the karban shlamim only becomes mutter because it has blood brought, and the blood is matir, the basar for achila. So a kaimetz, since that is what is actually brought, nothing else makes that mutter, merely that's the thing that makes other things mutter, therefore there's no halacha of pigol regarding that. The levaina, which is one of the incense that are also brought with the mincha, that also is not has nothing else making it mutter, and therefore there's no halacha of pigol if someone eats it. V'haketores, also ketores, there's no concept of pigol by ketores. U'minchas kohanim, the carbon mincha of a kohen, which is entirely placed on the mizbeach and burnt, there's no kmitza done, so therefore there's nothing else being matirit. U'minchas kohen mashiach, or the mincha brought by a kohen mashiach, that's a kohen who was anointed, and the rav says we're talking about the chavite kohen gadol, what's a mincha of a kohen gadol, which is brought half in the morning and half in the evening. Again, since it is not, nothing else is matirit, there would be no rule of pigol. U'minchas nesachim. The same thing applies to Minchas Nesachim. These two words, some Gersois have it, some Gersois do not have it. Vehadam, and also blood, because blood has nothing else being matir it. It is the one that is matir the others. Vehanesachin habon bifnei atzman, or else the libations which can be donated to the Mizbeach as a self-standing donation, not an accompaniment of another carbon. So since there's nothing else being matir it, the rule is it cannot become pigol. Divi Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say, af habam habehema, even a libation which is brought together with an animal would not have the status of pigol. And the reason is, because since you're able to bring those libations with a different time frame, you can bring it the day after, or perhaps even sometimes up to 10 days after, so it comes out that the carbon is not being matir the libations, they're actually just being brought due to their self-standing virtue. Therefore, they would not have a status of pigol. Lug shemen shel mitzera, the lug of oil that a mitzera would bring, from which we would sprinkle towards the parocha seven times. We would also put it on the thumbs and the big toes of the mitzera, and then we would also put that same oil on his head. Now, the rule is that whatever is left over after those three procedures is allowed to be eaten. So if a person brought a mitzvah, brought a carbon. He brought his carbon asham, and that carbon asham, which comes along with this lug shemen, became pigol. Reb Shimon says, "Ein chayav malav mishum pigol." That pigol would not apply also to the lug shemen, and the reason is because the lug shemen can be brought for many days later. Whereas Reb Meir says, "Chayav malav mishum pigol." There is a chiyav pigol. Why? Shadam ha'asham atiro, because no one is allowed to eat that oil until the blood of the carbon asham of the mitzvah is brought along with it. V'chol sheyesh lematirin, and since anything that has something else be matirit, bein la'adam, whether it's being matirit to a person for human consumption, bein la'mizbeach, whether it's being matirit to the consumption of the mizbeach, chayav v'nalav mishum pigol, it would have a status of pigol, and therefore if the person ate that oil, he would be chayav kares. Mishnah Dalet. Ha'oila. A carbon oila, dama matres besara, the blood of the oila is matir the flesh, la mizbeach, to put on the mizbeach, ve'oiran, it permits the hides to be la kohanim, that the kohanim can partake in them. Therefore, you can have a concept of pigol. Oila sa'oif, a bird which is brought as an oila, dama matres besara la mizbeach, the blood, sprinkling of the blood, that permits the flesh of the bird to be brought on the mizbeach. Therefore, you can have pigol. Chata sa'oif, a chatas, which is a bird, Dama matres besara lakohanim. Its blood also permits the flesh to be eaten by the kohanim. Parim hanisrafim. A bull that is burned, for example, a par kohen mashiach, or par helam davar shel tzibor, or the par yom kippurim, or seirim hanisrafim, or the goats that are burned, for example, the seir of Yom Kippur, or seirei avodah zarah, achatas prat for avodah zarah. All of these need to be sprinkled inside the heichal. The rule is, daman matir se murehim lekarev, that their blood is matir, the innards, to be brought on the mizbeach, and therefore you can have a rule of pigel. Reb Shimon says, kol she'ein ala mizbeach hachitzon kishlamim, anything that is not brought on the outside mizbeach, ein chayavin alav mishum pigel, there would not be any obligation of pigel. Now the Bartanura speaks out over here that the rule of pigel, that the zechi of karis, is learnt out from a karbon shlamim. And we say, just like a shlamim is unique, that its blood is placed on the outside mizbeach, so too, pigel applies to anything whose blood is placed on the outside mizbeach. This excludes the bulls that are burned, the parim hanisrafim and the seirim hanisrafim, that since their blood needs to be sprinkled in the heichal, they cannot have the status of pigel, since they're not comparable to a karbon shlamim.